fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here on Good Friday, that really holy day in which the Son of God became a sacrifice for our sins. The apostle spoke so clearly time and again about Jesus' sacrifice, and I just want to read a few simple verses and passages today and then end with some reflection on the reading from Hebrews and Philippians that's going to be part of today's liturgy. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom of priests to his God and Father. As we walk through Good Friday today and the celebration of the liturgies of the Triduum, I hope it's that you can be a part of today's liturgy, that Good Friday liturgy. It's such an important time of the year for us to just be present to the Lord, to come together as the people of God, to set aside everything else and walk with our Lord, remembering his holy sacrifice for us. And lead to tomorrow, maybe attend the Easter Vigil at your own parish and welcome in the catechumens to be able to come into a full membership in the church, or if not, the celebration of Mass on Sunday morning, the celebration of Easter. And here what we're talking about is, the writer of the Revelation puts it, to him who loves us, Jesus is the one who loves us. He's going to the cross. He went to the cross for us. He died once for the sin of the world, one time. Sometimes the Catholic Church is accused by certain people of saying that we say every time there's a Mass that Jesus dies again and again and again and again. That's not true. What happens is the one sacrifice of Calvary is represented on the altar. And being able to be present for it today and remember Jesus' sacrifice is so important for, because it's love itself that's revealed on the cross. Love triumphs over wickedness, over pride, over sin. He loved you, so he went to the cross for you. He freed you. He freed me from our sins, Revelation tells us, by his blood, so that he could make us a kingdom of priests. Everyone baptized into Christ, baptized and confirmed into becoming like Jesus, is a priest, prophet, and king. What does a priest do? He offers sacrifice to God. Jesus has made it possible for us to come into the holy place, into the presence of God the Father, and to offer our prayers and our supplications. And like Jesus, with loud cries and tears, we can cry out to the Lord. We can enter his presence. He's made us a kingdom of people who worship God. He's made it possible for us, friends, to give God what belongs to God, to be in a right relationship with God, to offer him praise. And, you know, today in the world, it's as though we've lost any sense of the holiness of God, and that we as God's creatures, we can't come to God just on our own terms. We act as if we can relate to God any way we want to relate to God. He's my buddy. He's this. He's that. We can dismiss liturgy. We can dismiss what he's done, given to us the last 2,000 years in his church. I don't even need to go to church. I don't need to baptize my kids. I don't need to get married in church. I don't need to do any of that stuff anymore because everything I choose is good, man. Whatever I want to do and be true to myself, that's good enough. Jesus shows us today, Good Friday, what it means to make an offering of our life to God. Jesus died on a cross, friends. He shed his blood so that he could make you and me. He could enable us. He could do in us what needs to happen in us for us to be able to come into God's presence as his children, as friends of God. Apart from the sacrifice of Jesus and the shedding of his blood, Scripture says we're enemies of God. We're separated from God. We can't come into the holy place, God's holy place, any way we want to without offending God. That's how big a deal sin really is. That the Son of God had to come and shed his blood to wash us clean of all of that. And then to make us a kingdom of priests, men and women who are able to come into God's presence and speak to God, and be united to God, receive from him and offer our lives to him. It's beautiful. In 1 John chapter 1, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we have no sin, if we haven't missed the mark, if we haven't in some way offended God, the death of Jesus on a cross doesn't make sense. Today's sacrifice is all about dealing with that reality. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, he's the expiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, your sins he forgave for his sake. John 1, 29, he who takes away the sins of the world has come to us. Acts 2, 38, he laid down his life for the forgiveness of your sins. 3, 19, so that your sins may be blotted out. Today's a day to rejoice, friends, because it's that sacrifice on the cross that has literally blotted out our sin. Jesus is here to give us a new heart, to restore us. And it's this great victory, this triumph, our champion, our captain, our Lord, has become a sacrifice for us. And he's destroyed the power of sin's hold on our lives. There's nothing more important happening in your life and mine than that. Today's reading from Hebrews chapter 4 and 5 reads like this, says, brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. He's the great high priest. What does that mean? You know, the people of Israel, chosen people, had a high priest. And the high priest, one of the high priest's job was to enter into the Holy of Holies, the most central place, the holiest place on the face of the earth, and the core of the temple where the tabernacle was kept, where the commandments, the two tablets of Moses, where the manna, Moses' staff were all there in the ark that was present in the holy place, in the Holy of Holies. And only the priest could go into that holy place. The high priest could go into that holy place once a year on the Day of Atonement, and they actually tied a rope to his ankles that in case he wasn't worthy and wasn't ready for it in some way, maybe because a sin in his life was struck dead, they could pull him out without having to enter into that holy place. God taught them, the people of Israel, to have a sense of the holy and what it meant to be in God's presence. You just can't come into God's presence any way you want to, but to come on God's terms. And so here's Jesus, the great high priest now, has entered heaven. Not the holy place in Jerusalem, but he's entered heaven in human flesh. One of us has literally entered into the holy place, the sanctuary of God. Jesus, the Son of God, has done this for us. So now we confess, it says, hold fast to your confession. We confess what? That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That he's Lord, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to him. That he's Jesus. He's come to save. Right? And he's the Christ. He's the Messiah who gives to us the Holy Spirit that allows us to become sons and daughters of God after that holy place. It goes on. For we do not have a high priest who's able to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Jesus understands the human condition. He knows our frame. He knows our weakness. He knows our sin. And he hasn't come to condemn us. He's come to save us. He wants to extend his mercy. That is, give us first his grace. That is what we don't deserve, a share in what belongs to him. And remove from us what we do deserve, which is judgment, which he took on himself. He stood in our place. And the judgment against sin fell on him. The writer of Hebrews is telling us, be confident. Be confident in your confession that he's your Lord, that he's your Savior. Today's a great day, friends, if we're not confident, if you're not confident, if you've drifted from the faith. Maybe you don't know Christ, but you're being drawn to him. Invite him right now. Jesus, I believe that you are the Lord. And you are Christ. please forgive me for all of my sin. And I invite you just to become the Lord of my life today on this Good Friday, on this holy day, this day when goodness was revealed from a cross, when we can behold the heart of what goodness looks like. God's goodness revealed in his son Jesus, God's love. The reading goes on to say, invite Jesus to lay hold of your life and to take up your cross and follow him today. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. He cried out to the Father many times. He cried out to the Father on our behalf. He wept for you and your sins. He cried for you, Jesus of Nazareth, and he cried for me. This sacrifice on the cross is personal because he has and wants and desires a personal relationship with you. It's corporate for the whole body of Christ and for the sins of the world, but it's also personal. You're not just a number. Every single one of us is entirely unique and created by God the Father, of infinite value and infinite worth, meant to live in God's glory, for God's glory, for all eternity. An amazing creature has a capacity to communicate with God and destined for eternal life. The enemy has come to destroy us, to enslave us forever. And the Son of God has come to disarm our enemy. And today is the day that he disarmed him. He broke his power over us. He cried out to God on our behalf, and he became a sacrifice for us. He's the one, this reading says, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who's able to save him from death. He cried out to the Father because the Father could save him from death and raise him. Now we're called to cry out to the one, Jesus Christ, who can save us from death. In him is the power of an indestructible life, friends. And receiving it with all our hearts, the only way to walk in it. And it said, and he was heard because of reverence for God. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. He was made perfect through obedience, even in the midst of suffering. He trusted the Father. He said yes to the Father. He did the will of the Father. And he was perfected in that, in perfect love and obedience. And in that, he became a perfect offering to the Father. One of us, the second Adam, where the first Adam failed, this Adam, Jesus Christ, is able to raise up a whole new people, a new creation. And he became the source of eternal life for all who obey him. He is the only source of eternal life, friends. There's no other way. And the only way to connect with him is to obey him, is to surrender our lives to him, and to walk in him as he walked before the Father. That's the call today. Let's say yes to it and receive the grace. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.